bombed by the Japanese. By the time they came back, Laternas had already leveled that place so that when the airplanes came back, they could land. He was the first to invent rubber tires on those big machines. He was asked to build a road at the Amazon portion of Peru. They asked him, "Do you have a machine to make a road in one shot?" He said, "I don't have one, but I'll get one." And he invented a machine that could go cut the trees down, I don't know how, less, and throw the stuff out, make a road. The church, the Missionary Alliance Church, they were the recipients of much of the foundation of the Laternas. They began to work in Lima, Peru. And I had the joy of teaming up with Roy Laterno, the son of Robert. And that work has, all over the country and countries around. In fact, I worked with Roy Laterno. We flew around all the states here having banquets because we wanted to reach, to spread that strategy of missions in the 10, or the 10 or countries in Latin America, Spanish-speaking countries. And so we were pushing that to get it done by 1990 or by the year 2000, actually. So we worked and worked. God has blessed that work. And folks, I could share a lot more of those things, but time is of the essence. And all that I am, I owe to Him. Bottom line. If you don't learn anything else. And don't you think that you're nobody in the kingdom. You yield yourself to Him, He will do His work that He wants to do. Can I sing one more song? And let it be a challenge to you this morning. I don't know how you want to respond to Him, whether you want to come and pray in an altar of prayer, or you want to meditate about it. But don't forget what you have heard today. If any man glory, let him glory in Jesus, and He will do the job that needs to be done to reach the world. Some of you know this song. It's an old song, but it's just beautiful. Just beautiful. Praise. Are you glad you came, by the way? Amen. Amen. If I can help somebody as I pass along, if I can cheer somebody with a word or a song, if I can show somebody his traveling room, then my living shall not be vain. No, my living shall not be vain. No, my living shall not be vain. If I can help somebody as I pass along,
my living shall not be vain. If I can do my duty as a Christian ought, if I can bring back beauty to a world abroad, if I can spread love's message that my master taught, then my living shall not be. My living shall not be in vain. Oh, my living shall not be in vain. If I can help somebody as I pass along, then my living shall not be vain. Then my living shall not be
Father, we know that we have been in your presence. And I know that your Holy Spirit can speak more clearly and louder than my voice. So would you speak to someone who has dealt with this idea, Lord, from your word to go into all the world, whether it is our next door neighbor or our co-worker, that we may do as Paul did, testify. Testify of the grace of God. Heavenly Father, in the quietness of this moment, in this place, lay a burden in my heart. Lay a burden in my heart, O Lord. I want to go a little higher. I want to draw a little closer. I want to learn a little more, dear God, that I might be the person that you want me to be. In your name I pray. Amen. While our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed, would you indicate just by raising your hand that God has challenged your heart? Just put it up and put it down. This is what we wanted. Yes. Anyone else? God has dealt with your heart. Father, again, thank you for those who are feeling your call to a deeper walk, closer walk. Let him be glory. Glory in the Lord. Amen and amen. God bless you. Les, is there something else you'd like to...
Don't think there's a thing that I need to add to that. Thank you all for coming. If anybody needs prayer, I'm not going to prolong this any longer, but if anybody needs prayer, why, seek one of us out and we'll pray with you. But you're free to go. God bless you.
I have one.
All right.
There's a group of children in the back who have a whole bunch of Valentine's cards. Guys, come on out. Go ahead and start. If you would, raise your hand real quick. This is a double-blind blessing from the kids. A bunch of kids last couple weeks have colored all these. Now the kids have stacks of five or six. and they want to pass them out, no rhyme or reason. They just want to make sure that everybody gets a blessing this morning. So if you have not got one here in the next minute, please get one. I've asked the kids to give at least one to somebody they know and one to somebody that they don't. And this was all the children.
Watch out.
Yeah. Once again, have a blessed day.
Thank you.
Ready, Julie?
Appreciate that.